I have to say, the latest news out of Meta is honestly pretty striking. Their CTO, Andrew Bosworth, just dropped a leaked internal memo where he flat out called their recent AI reorganization atrocious. It's a rare moment of vulnerability, but it really highlights just how deep the internal turmoil and strategic disconnect have gotten between leadership and the engineering teams.
It's a tough admission, but it completely tracks. The restructuring was supposed to streamline operations and fast-track AI development, but instead, it just created a massive fog of war. Employees are left guessing about their roles, reporting lines, and project direction, which has severely damaged morale across the board.
That's exactly why Bosworth's response is so refreshing. He didn't just apologize. He laid out a clear, three-part recovery strategy to actually fix things. And honestly, it feels like a much-needed course correction.
The first pillar is all about organizational stability. Meta is explicitly promising that the current structure isn't going anywhere anytime soon to eliminate that constant fear of sudden shakeups. Then on the communication front, leadership is committing to proactive, transparent updates. Instead of letting rumors and anxiety fill the void, they want to clearly explain the strategic reasoning behind major decisions to rebuild that foundational trust.
And the third piece is bringing back some of the workplace perks that got cut during the cost reduction phases. In a market this competitive, especially for top AI talent, you really can't ignore the fact that a strong benefits package is essential for retention. It shows they're finally recognizing what actually drives employee satisfaction.
This memo really shines a light on a broader morale crisis at Meta, doesn't it? You've got the lingering effects of those massive layoffs in 2022 and 2023, a volatile ad market, and now this intense pressure to keep up with OpenAI, Google, and Microsoft. The weight of it all is clearly showing.
Absolutely. And you can't ignore the fact that Meta is pouring billions into AI infrastructure right now. We're talking about their Llama large language models and rolling out AI-driven features across Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. But all those ambitions mean nothing if you don't have a focused, motivated workforce behind them.
Precisely. Organizational chaos and low morale aren't just HR issues. They're direct threats to execution. If the engineering teams are distracted, Meta's ability to deliver on its most critical technological priorities is severely compromised. The critical takeaway here is that executive accountability has to move beyond words and translate into sustained, visible action.
That's the million-dollar question. Bosworth's candid admission and these promises of stability, transparency, and better perks are a necessary first step, sure. But rebuilding trust isn't a one-time memo. It's going to require consistent, day-to-day execution to prove that leadership actually means it.
Exactly. Meta's success in this high-stakes AI race ultimately hinges on its ability to foster a stable, engaged culture where employees can actually thrive without the constant distraction of internal uncertainty. The leadership has acknowledged the mistake, which is good. But the real test starts now. They have to prove through tangible results that they've truly internalized these lessons.